Paragraph 2 reads, "Some claim the didgeridoo is over 40,000 years old, but no physical evidence, such as petrified wood, has been found to verify this. Some of the Northern Australian Aboriginal groups prominently feature didgeridoo stories in their cultural and religious worldview, known in English as the Dreaming. Through studying rock art in the region, experts have found artistic depictions of didgeridoos that match the style and environmental period that occurred roughly 1,500 years ago. No images of the didgeridoo have been found outside of what is now known as the Northern Territory."
All right, so according to some claims, this instrument is actually 40,000 years old, but there's no evidence of this. There's no physical evidence. There's no ancient, for example, petrified wood version of these instruments. Petrified wood is basically just wood that's become fossilized. Petrified means turned into stone. So after 40,000 years, you would expect the wood to be in some sort of state of petrification. So there's no way to verify this claim. To verify is to prove or to confirm. So some of the Northern Australian Aboriginal groups prominently feature didgeridoo stories in their cultural and religious worldview. So this is obviously an important part of their culture. And we call this worldview the Dreaming, which I don't know anything about. Sounds kind of difficult to explain if you're not really part of that culture.
So with people studying the rock art in the region, so the art found on rocks, experts have found artistic depictions, so artistic representations, drawings, of didgeridoos that match the style and environmental period that was roughly 1,500 years ago. So this is what has been used to verify this claim of it being at least 1,500 years old. So they haven't actually found any images of it outside of the area that is known as the Northern Territory, so they're pretty certain that it is native only to the Northern Territory of Australia.